Well, the Red Cross is involved in general safety measures that people can take. We do try to educate the general public on things they can do to keep themselves safe in all kinds of situations. So here in Montana, people are not generally as aware as in some parts of the country about how dangerous heat can be, and we just want to make sure that we do our part in making sure they understand that.
Yeah, we're familiar with the cold, maybe not so much the heat always.
That's right. Everybody knows what to do to protect themselves from the cold in Montana, but the heat can be just as dangerous, and if not more dangerous. In fact, the heat is responsible for the greatest number of deaths throughout the country in the last few years. So that's something most people don't know and something we want to make sure everybody understands.
Okay, well, let's start with an obvious one, and that is cars. It's amazing how little time it takes for cars to get dangerously hot, yeah?
Yes, that's right. And so it's very important not to leave children or pets unattended in a car, because in a matter of minutes, it could be life-threatening to them. So that's the most important thing probably to remember over the course of the summer.
So maybe not such a great idea to run into a grocery store, take care of the week shopping. By the time you get out, there could be serious trouble in the car.
Absolutely. And in fact, I think in some communities, you could be fined for leaving a child or an animal in the car unattended during either very hot temperatures or very cold ones.
Okay. And we're always told to stay hydrated, drink plenty of fluids, right?
That's right. It's very important to keep drinking fluids, even if you do not feel thirsty. And it's also important to avoid drinks with caffeine and alcohol, which are dehydrating. And it's also important to remember to wear loose-fitting, lightweight, and light-colored clothing, as dark colors absorb the sun's rays.
A lot of people would say, boy, there's nothing better on a hot summer weekend day than a cold beer.
Well, the general recommendation is to avoid alcohol during, you know, the hot temperatures, yes.
What about intense exercising in this kind of heat?
You know, we advise against strenuous exercise during the hottest parts of the day. And we also advise that people postpone outdoor games and activities during heat waves. It's a good idea to slow down and stay indoors. And if you have access to air-conditioned space, to take advantage of that.
What is heat exhaustion and what is heat stroke? Is there a difference there?
They are different. Heat exhaustion is considered to be dangerous but not necessarily life-threatening. It's typified by cool, moist, pale, or flushed skin, heavy sweating, headaches, nausea, dizziness, and weakness. A heat stroke usually involves changes in consciousness. It includes hot and red skin, which may be dry or moist. Vomiting can occur, and also usually there are high body temperatures. If that condition exists, if you see those signs, it's important to call 911 right away.
And in the meantime, what should we do for somebody who we suspect is being affected by heat stroke? Is there anything that any techniques we should do?
Yes, there are things you can do. You can move the person to a cooler place, quickly cool down the person's body, and you can do that by immersing them up to the neck in cold water if possible. Otherwise, douse or spray the person with cold water or cover the person with cold, wet towels or bags of ice. The idea is to lower the person's body temperature.
You, a couple of minutes ago, mentioned the importance of not overexerting in very hot weather. I always wonder how the men and women who have to work outside, road crews, that sort of thing, how do they handle the heat? Any advice for them?
Yes, we do have advice for them. A good idea is to use the buddy system and to take frequent breaks while working outdoors. The buddy system, essentially, you're keeping eyes on someone you're working with to look for signs for heat exhaustion and also to encourage them to keep drinking. So it's a good idea not to be alone if the temperatures are truly very high.
And speaking of alone, what about senior citizens? They may be particularly susceptible to extreme weather, heat in particular, yeah?
Yes, senior citizens would be considered a vulnerable population, and the Montana Red Cross recommends that family and friends and neighbors of senior citizens check on them as much as possible to make sure that they are doing okay.
Okay, and I guess maybe lastly, pets or livestock. We mentioned, leave your dogs out of the cars during this sort of heat, but what about just outside?
Well, it's a good idea to check on animals frequently to ensure that they're not suffering from the heat. It's also very important that they have plenty of cool water, and ideally they should also have shade during very hot times.
Okay, and redcross.org has a lot of, pardon the lame pun, but a lot of cool ideas.
Yes, redcross.org has lists available on that people can download to check on what they can do to stay safe during the hot summer months. We also have a first aid app, which is free and can be downloaded either at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and we encourage people to do that because there's lots of good information from the Red Cross about how people can stay safe in all kinds of situations. Just because we are entering wildfire season, we would appreciate a plug about people assisting us financially, because during the summer months is when we deplete our coffers, and so if you could mention that donations are welcome either at redcross.org Montana or by calling 1-800-272-6668. We would very much appreciate that.
Sure. Why? I'm just curious, why is summertime such a difficult time financially for you?
Well, because wildfires are the most expensive disasters we typically are involved in Montana. Floods also usually play a role, but this wildfire season is expected to be especially severe in southwest Montana, and that involves setting up shelters sometimes, and that gets very costly very quickly.
Indeed. I've been speaking with Anna Fernandez-Gavart of the American Red Cross of Montana. Thanks a lot for this good information.
Thank you for the opportunity to share this information with the people of Montana.